well? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to be as pointed as I possibly can, as the Holy Spirit would lead and guide me to do. And I would just ask you right now, in preparation for the Spirit to do what he's going to do, because I know that he will do it, take notes. Get a pen and paper, your tablet, whatever, because when he comes, it's going to come the way he designed for it to come. And I probably couldn't regurgitate what he gave me to give you. So let's enter into prayer, and then we'll get started. Father God, I just praise you. I honor you today, Father. Thanking you right now, Father God, for allowing me, Father God, to be the vessel that you can use today, Father God. I thank you, I praise you, and I honor you, Father God, for your wisdom from on high, your knowledge and your understanding, Father. I thank you right now, Father God, that as I decrease, Father God, that your spirit that dwells on the inside of me would increase to overflowing, Father God, that so out of my belly would flow rivers of living water for your people, Father. I thank you and I praise you and I honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Pastor Tammy and Pastor Derry, we just had our anniversary, as she stated, and the next phase of this ministry is we're moving ahead, okay? And if you've noticed, I mean, some of you have gotten some of these flyers and you may have passed them all out. Maybe you didn't pass them out at all, and you may still have some. But if you look at this thing, this is including you. We're moving ahead. I had an interesting last 2 weeks because I was thrusted into something that I did not anticipate. I had a sick aunt, and I went back east to visit her, and I was able to see her before she passed. I visited her in her hospital room, and she acknowledged me. She was able to hear my voice, and I was able to be a blessing to her, and she was able to be a blessing to me, even though that she was in the state that she was in. So I said that to say that we're all going to be challenged and pressed in this cycle of moving ahead with different challenges, life and death, mourning and rejoicing. And we're here moving ahead so that we can bring in, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that next wave of people to worship that living God that we worship. So the first question I have for you is, why are you here? You're here, whether you believe it or not, because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. From the day you were knit together in your mother's womb, it was about Jesus. It was all about Jesus. In your rebellion, it was about Jesus. You didn't want to submit. You didn't want to commit. You didn't want to surrender to Jesus. Until that day when he came into your life and you said, yes, Lord, yes, be the Lord of my life. I need you to be the Lord of my life. And let me do this because you guys don't believe me. Let's go to John 1:1. Many of you guys have heard this before. And I'm going to let you hear it again. Please be patient with me. Like the old saints used to say, God is not through with me yet. He's just getting started. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning. There's no debate. There's no conflict here. Jesus is the Word. And he was there in the beginning. Okay? So, to my point, you're here because of Jesus. In the beginning. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has been, that has come into being. You're here because of Jesus. Moving ahead, the people that we come in contact with need to know that John 1:1. They need to know that. They need to know that it's all because of Jesus. From the beginning. From the beginning, it was about him. It's not about us. It was about him. He came to redeem us, but it was all about him. John 3:16. Please, I'm gonna go at a pace where I'm gonna listen. I'm passionate about the things of God, and I'm trying to stay in order, in decency and in order. But I have to tell you this. When God speaks through you, you're an oracle. You are a mouthpiece. You're the vessel that God can use, and to contain God inside of this physical body is a very challenging thing to do. This is not about me giving you the word. It's the Holy Spirit coming out of me to give to you so that you can get revelation and take that word from me through the Holy Spirit out to the people. Because the reason why you are here, believe it or not, is for those who are out there. That's why you're here. You came so that you think that you're going to get something for you, but you're coming to get something for them that are out there. Because when they ask you, hey man, this thing about this Jesus that you say you believe in, what can he do for me? And then you give them that 30-second testimony that our pastor has been teaching us and telling us to do. Formulate that 30-second testimony so that it can touch the person right then and right there, and that you'll be able to bring them the revelation that God has for them right now. They may not get saved right there on the spot right then, but you're going to plant that seed, and you're going to give it to them, and you're going to let somebody else water it, and the next thing you know, they're going to walk through the door of a ministry, a church. It does not have to be this one. And now they're into the kingdom. They're in the kingdom. They make that commitment. They make that dedication unto the Lord. And guess what? The word says that when one sinner repents, the angels rejoice. Amen. The angels rejoice. When that lost loved one that you didn't want to pray for finds the Lord, the angels are rejoicing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The person that you didn't think was going to be able to accept this word, the angels are rejoicing. Amen. Amen. We should be rejoicing. Amen. Woo! John 3:16. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whomever. Whomever. Would not perish, but have everlasting life. You have an ought with your brother, forgive. You have an ought with your sister, forgive. Believer or non-believer, forgive. Forgive, because the word just told us that all would be saved. Okay, I'm going to read it because y'all don't believe me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved. The world might be saved through him. The world might be saved through him. The word in there is might. Because some people are not going to accept the word. Because their hearts are hardened. Why? Multiple reasons why. Lack of love. Lack of understanding. Lack of surrender. They're thinking in their own mind that they're better than the word that we've given them. But you're not. They're not. I'm not. The word is supreme. The word is the word. It's the word, man. The word of God transformed and renewed us. We're here because of the word of God. We're here because of the prayers of the saints that came before us. We have a prayer team. We have intercessors. If you want someone in your family to be reached through prayer, write it down. Pray for them. Give it to the intercessors. Give it to our prayer team so that we can pray for them. There's. I didn't look at the clock to see the time, y'all. I'm sorry. But listen. We got to reach them. We have auxiliaries in the framework of the church, in the framework of the church, in the building of the church, okay? But you are the church. Let's make no mistakes about that. You are the church, okay? This is the building. This is the place that we come to fellowship. We bring the word. The pastor brings the word. You get fed and you go out as the temple and you take it out to the people. You take the word out, okay? So, but in that, we still have co-laborers. We have to have co-laborers in Christ. Okay? We have to have someone that comes alongside of us. Some of us are married. Some of us are not. Our co-laborers are our wives and our spouses. Some that, you know, you're not married yet, but you still have that co-laborer beside you. Okay? But we're talking about co-laborers in Christ so that the iron can sharpen iron. We can give it, we can hold each other accountable to the word of God. From the word of God, by the word of God, and it's not my opinion about what you do or you do not do. It's what does the word say? I'm here to encourage you that if you stay in the word and you make that relationship one-on-one here, when God brings that co-laborer, Brother Carl was my co-laborer last week when we walked the neighborhoods. I was looking out for him. He was looking out for me. We were touching and agreeing. We prayed for the people. He was a co-laborer. We went out. We didn't touch 2,000 houses, but there were 2,000 houses touched because we had other co-laborers out there hanging the doors and praying. Amen. Now, why are you here? We say that you're here. I say that I'm here to be a servant of God. I'm here to do what he called me to do. It took me some time, as well as you guys. You may not have stepped into what God has for you yet, but I'm going to tell you that when I got the revelation to do what he told me to do, listen, I considered myself the least in the tribe. I did. And I, you know, but I know that I've been renewed. I've been transformed. The revelation came to me about a week and a half ago. And then I had a phone call with my dear pastor. And I still don't think she believed it. But I said, I will do. I will do. My wife don't. I'm for sure she don't believe me either. But I will do. I understand, and I'm going to do. Please get that nugget of revelation to yourself. Please get it. And this is what I'm going to do. Say, okay, this is land, and this is water. Use your imagination, like Barney. And you're on the edge. Jump in the water. Can you just jump in the water? Now listen, at Bible study, I'm sitting in Bible study and I'm holding my Bible. I'm in the chair and I'm like, we're close, we're intimate and we're here and I'm trying to hold on to everything that I have to not explode and just give them everything the Lord has for me to give. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. But I'm telling you, if you tiptoe, it's always going to be a challenge. But when you jump in, all right, I'm in. How many swimmers we got out there? People like the water. Some of y'all can't swim, and it's okay. It's all right. But this is what I'm going to tell you. How I learned how to swim, I was like 8 years old. And I wanted to be in the swimming pool with the big boys at the boys' club. And they said, you can't swim. You can't get in the deep end with us. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to learn today. Y'all heard it? I'm going to learn today. Nobody taught me how to swim. Nobody taught me. You know what I did? I sat on the edge of the pool. I said, if I'm going to learn, I'm going to learn today, and I'm going to do it myself, and I'm jumped in the water. And I sunk to the bottom. Right? Is that not a challenge? You might jump in the water and sink to the bottom. But the word says he will not leave you nor forsake you. You're in his will. You lined up with him. You're going to have some challenges. Guess what? I got underneath that water. I said, now, I've seen this before. I stretched out, and I just started doing like this. I learned how to swim underwater first. Right? I got in the water. I jumped all the way in. And you know, when you first go to the pool, people be testing the water, and they put the leg in. Oh, it's too cold. No. Jump in. Get immersed in it. Get immersed in what God has for you. He is going to fill you up. He's not going to give you more than you can handle, right? Okay, so we're going to believe the word, right? We got our co-laborers. Now, my friends didn't believe I learned how to swim because they didn't see me. I was underwater. I got under there and held my breath as long as I could, swam as far as I could, probably 2 feet, and then I stood up. I wasn't in the deep end. I was only in 3 feet of water. See, that's the thing. When you jump in, you think the water is deeper than it is. Amen. You get in the water and you like, it's over my head. Stand up. Stand up. Just stand up. The water gonna be right here. And you think you're drowning. You're not drowning. Stand up. We got our Golden Girls team. We got the Golden Girls. We got our prayer team. We got hospitality team. We got an altar team. We got logistics. We got all these people ready. They're already here. So if you're not in a position we're not talking about titles. We're not talking about that. We're talking about co-laborers, okay? We're not talking about titles. You don't need a title. You're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this does not apply to you. You got to get in. But we'll take the help. You know why? Because when you come alongside, the love of God is going to draw you near. Hallelujah. And you're going to enter into the presence of God the Father and Jesus Christ because we're going to minister to you. You're not going to walk away and be orphaned. As long as you're around, you're going to receive. Now, we got work to do. So you don't believe, where do I fit in? Get in. Jump in the water. Find out. Most uncomfortable thing for me in the world? Being a lead singer. Yeah, that's not what I do. You guys understand what I'm saying, right? But because of obedience, there's another dear sister in here who was uncomfortable doing it too. But because of obedience, she jumped in the water. We need people to jump in the water. There was a song, man, when I was a little kid. He said, I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Healed my body, but not my soul. Chilled my body, but not my soul, right? You guys remember that from the old saints? Because you're just putting your foot in the water like this. Jump in the water. Man. Man, this, listen, okay. John 3:16, we said it, right? Let's look. It's because it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you getting cold in the water. It's about you just being obedient to getting in the water and doing what he called you to do. You are going to be a fisher of men. Where they at? In the water. They in the water. Come on, y'all. Right? Man. Listen. Let's go to 1 John 4:9 real quick. Jesus is Lord. Man, this microphone picks up everything. I'm sniffling, you got y'all, I'm sorry, excuse me. John 4:9. See, let me tell you something else. If you think Jesus came to put you in this box right here and that you can't have fun in him, come on. He didn't come to condemn the world. We just read that. He didn't come to judge the world. You're here. Have fun in him. Yeah, there's some boundaries. Absolutely, there's boundaries. Boundaries in everything. But have fun in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Have joy in him. That's what he's joy in the Lord. I got freedom. Amen. Do you guys have freedom? Man, act like you know somebody that got freedom. We have freedom in Christ. You didn't receive him to be put in a box. He said, wait here. He told the disciples, wait here, right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go pray. He went ahead and he prayed for them. And then he told them another time, he said, go to Jerusalem, wait and wait. Wait for the Spirit to come. And after that, go. Did he tell them where to go? Where to go? Where y'all going? Go. To the four corners of the world, preach the gospel, make disciples. Go. 4:9. By this love of God, by this the love of God was manifested in us. That God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Okay, listen. It said that he loved us. He had to love us first so that we know what love looked like. He loved us. He gave his only begotten Son. Now, when you go out into the world to tell the people that, they haven't experienced that love of God yet. There are people out there that have been broken by what they thought was love, but it wasn't love. And now we have been charged with going out and giving love. Real love, agape love, love with no conditions. A love that has your motives pure. You have pure motives about who. See, the word of God is you're bringing reconciliation to the people who are lost, who are separated from God. Some people know they're separated from God, then they're in rebellion. Other people, they don't know. They're worshiping other gods, and they think that that's okay. But when you bring, see, the other thing is that we have to bring the word and not our opinions. I was in a barbershop yesterday, and a gentleman asked me a question. They were baiting me, and they were baiting the barber that I was actually getting my hair cut by. He says something, and they go, man, I never heard you say that before. Because he talked about prayer. He said, you know, when I used to struggle with attitude and people treating me wrong. And so what I just learned to do was I pray in the midst of it. He goes, they did me wrong. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay? So he said that, and now it's on in the barbershop. So know this. Do not defend the gospel with your opinion. Defend the gospel with the gospel, because it will shut the mouths of those who don't know. So, he said something, and I said, well, that's not true. He said, that's your opinion. I said, no, that's the word of God. Now, it wasn't banter back and forth, but he wanted to challenge me, but I used the word. And they can't dispute the word. The word is what the word is. So his statement was, well, we can have this debate all day. I said, I am not going to debate with you. No, see, guys, we have to be bold about the word first, okay? And have confidence in Jesus Christ as we're giving that word out, because if we shrink back from our assignment, that man is lost. He's not going to hear. How can they hear without a preacher? Right? Ministers, all of us, right? So I said, sir, excuse me, I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not arguing with you. In a nice, firm, manly voice in the barbershop. I'm not arguing with you. I will not debate any of this with you. If you ask me a question, this was yesterday. If you ask me a question, I'll give you the answer from the Word of God to the best of my ability. Study your word to show yourself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, right? So when that time comes, you're going to be able to give them what the word says, right? He sat back and didn't say anything. He knew I wasn't going to debate him. We don't need to debate. Just bring the word and allow the Spirit to deal with the person. Boop, keep it moving. Okay? Now, there's a lot, guys. There's a lot. I'm gonna go a little bit further. Okay, Philippians 3:13. This is the scripture that that the pastor used for our moving ahead theme. Excuse me, I'm trying to find it here. I love it when I put bookmarks in and then I put like seven other bookmarks. And then I can't find what I was looking for. Oh, man. First down, there we go. Here is Philippians, Colossians. Not Philemon. Philippians. Oh, wait. Did you get it up there? Oh, he didn't get it up there. Come on now. Anybody got it? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, we got 3:13, right? Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Moving ahead requires us to have a focus this way. Our focus needs to be that away. That's ahead, okay? We're walking, your focus is ahead. Now, there are some things that are behind us that a lot of people like to hold on to. They do. It's that state of being that you want to hold on to some things, some unforgiveness. Somebody did you wrong. Something that you may have done wrong to someone else and you haven't forgiven yourself for. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let it go and press on toward the mark. You have a calling. You have an assignment. Okay. What's your assignment? Each and every one of us has the same assignment. reach the lost, preach the gospel, bring the word of God to those lost souls. You are a conduit for their reconciliation. You are the one that they're going to come in contact with, that you have a relationship with, that needs to receive that word. Wherever you go, on your job, they condemn it. You can't bring that up in here. I can do it in the parking lot. I can do it in their car. I can do it at lunch. If they ask you a question, give them an answer from the word of God. Okay? Okay. So, with that, listen, man, I only got four scriptures out. I'm just kidding. It's been an honor to come before you guys to give you what the Lord has given me to give you. And now I will allow the real pastor to come up and give you the rest. Thank you, guys.